Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where if you're on our YouTube channel, you get the first glimpse of what we are talking about. And if you're on our podcast, we are talking about a highly anticipated but lesser known movie. This one was created by a YouTuber. Now, a lot of you, that might give you a hint as to what movie we are talking about today. But if you are not familiar with it, we are talking about Iron Lung. Now, before I even get into this movie, even in the slightest, this movie has a guilty rating. Everything about this movie is guilty. There are so many things about this movie that just take it to a whole new level. It's rated R, but if there was a level stronger than R, this would probably have it. It is offensive in so many ways to so many different senses, not in the good way like what we saw with Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die, but this one is just kind of like going, huh? And honestly, this is one of those movies, either you're going to get it or you don't, and I've been accused of being a boomer and everything else since I saw this movie, because when I was talking to people after the movie, they're like, oh, you just don't get it. You're too old. Well, I'm like, okay. So I went to my son. He is 31 years old. He's a gamer, spent a lot of time on YouTube. And he goes, Mom, I'll get a little bit more into what he thought on this one. But needless to say, I'm not alone in my thoughts on this movie. Now, like I said, when I first saw that it was going to be about Iron Lung and it showed like this red poster and this piece of equipment, I honestly thought it was going to be about like the medical device, the Iron Lung. And I'm like, okay, this is cool because I have some personal history tied to that, because my father-in-law to my ex-husband was actually the oldest living polio survivor when he had died in 2005. I'm sorry, I'm having to go back a ways on that. But there is an Iron Lung on display at the Beatrice History Museum in Beatrice, Nebraska. And he was actually the last patient to use that Iron Lung. So if you ever get to this part of Nebraska and you want to come check that out, that is actually a real Iron Lung, which has nothing to do with this movie. But I kind of thought that it was going to be some horror movie about the medical device. But nope, this one goes a completely different angle on that. So, but before I get too far into this, I want to share the trailer with you, and let's just say, just be prepared.
I see that question in your eyes. For what purpose do we remain alone in the dark? Question.
I'm seeing some voltage irregularities on the instruments, and keep an eye out for sparks or flames or anything like that.
Why would there be flames?
You did test this thing, right?
This is the test. Closing porthole shielding.
Now, what is this? Well, this is a man in a machine of sorts that has no escape. He's literally welded in. And his goal is to learn something about some place. And we are never really filled in on those items exactly.
There's the reason for this quiet rapture. Too few to rebuild. Too many to feed.
You're the first one down. All we have are surface scans. That's why you're there.
Live. Is that so wrong? Why doesn't anybody else want that?
Now, it seems simple in its premise. He wants to live. There's too few people left. We are at the very beginning of the movie. It explains that the stars are dead, that there's very few population left, that the quiet rapture, basically, there's just not enough people and there's not enough resources for the people that they have left. So they have to search in this ocean of... It's an ocean of blood. I mean, you can see that kind of even in the things. It's all of this. You're just surrounded by this red liquid. And it's just not as clear as it appears what his mission is. The view that you saw on the trailer that looked a little ominous, it's because it's not a window. That particular view is not a window. It's an X-ray. No, you know me. No spoilers here. But so he must... accomplish the goal, but what that goal is changes slightly as the story is told, because he's not getting answers from those he can communicate with on the surface, and the communication is spotty at best. So he starts doing his own research that he can, and he finds some things that just don't seem to make a lot of sense. And at the part of the trailer where she's like, well, this is basically you're the first one down, he quickly learns that that is not the case. Again, no spoilers here, but as the pieces start to put themselves together, the story just... Okay, this movie is just over 2 hours long. And in that 2 hours, there's... And you're going to be in two camps. You're either, if you follow the guy's YouTube channel and you're familiar with the story, if you're familiar with the video game, you're probably going to enjoy this. If you were walking into this blind like I was, you're going to be wondering through the majority of the movie. It's like, what? It's like, it's just so slow. People are calling it a slow burn. For a slow burn, you need a pilot light. And they don't even have one of those for parts of this. Now, I will say that, like I said, this one is I think it's 2 hours, 7 minutes long. If this was done as a short, like 20, 30 minutes where they did this, maybe even 40, pushing the limits a little bit, it could have been excellent, because there's moments where it seems to make sense. But when you stretch it out and you fill it with so much, quote unquote, slow burn, as they call it, you just lose what of anything that you once had. Now, back to what my son thought of this movie. He goes, Mom, it's not good. It's just not. And he had some of his buddies around him at the time who were same age range. And they're like, yeah, no. It's like they were familiar with the guy. They're familiar with his channel. They're familiar with the story. And they were just like, no, it's just not. And so I think it's really going to have a very niche market of people for who this is for. And I think a lot of that's going to be with his following as well. So if that gives you any sort of an idea where I ended up with on this, it's kind of an all over the place thing. I really debated where I would end up with on this. And I really had to look at the movie as a whole. I can't just look at those pieces like, okay, if you piece this whole thing apart, a little bit from here, a little bit from there, and you turn this into a short. Like I said, it could be good, but with what was released, I don't normally go quite this low on movies, and I really debated. I'm like, okay, am I here or am I here? And it's not with where I would this. Where I would personally be on this movie is like below the charts on that. So it's like, staying true to the movie Deputy scale. And okay, this isn't just one person's opinion. When I went to see this in the theater, because I went to see it at the theater like everybody else, there were numerous people snoring. Like, full on. So it's not just me. Not just me. And I've talked to other people, and they're like, yeah, I went with my boyfriend and he couldn't stay awake. I don't know what his problem was. Maybe because it's boring? Maybe? But score-wise, like I said, if you already know it's a guilty rating, you already know why. Or kind of why. You're in a sea of blood. And you're basically doomed to die. Not necessarily. That's not necessarily the thing. And don't worry, that's not a spoiler on that either. But he's a prisoner and he's doing this whole thing in exchange for having a chance at freedom. If he survives. That's where kind of this whole thing goes awry. And score-wise, like I said, I don't do this too often. But Iron Lung, I am giving just a 1.75 out of 10 on the deputy scale now. Yes. I realize. For those that aren't familiar, a 2 on the movie deputy scale is painful, confusing. A 1 is horrible, unwatchable. For me, it's borderline unwatchable. And it's closer to the painful, confusing, but it's just enough unwatchable that I did drift into the ones on that one. So, if this is one somebody's been talking you into seeing, please take this into account. Unless you are a huge fan of Markiplier and you know the story. Those would literally be the only people that I could even minimally recommend going to see this, because it is what it is, and unfortunately that isn't much. But do not give up hope. Come back Wednesday. We are going to be talking about a much better movie. We are going to be talking about Send Help. And we are going to have that here for you Wednesday. So if you haven't done so already, make sure you hit that subscribe and turn on that notification bell so you always get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content, where I bring you the best, the worst, and everything in between. So till later, guys. Bye-bye.